Now we'll have the world slow down. Let the music take over. This is DJ
Smooth. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Afternoon Alibi. It is currently 4:08 and I am your host, DJ Smooth, better known as Navy Petty Officer Richard England. This afternoon, we've got Anna from Stars and Stripes in the studio with me. How are you doing today, Anna?
I'm doing great. It feels like a Friday. Not for you.
No, it feels like a Wednesday.
I'm so sorry.
But it's time to hear more from Stars and Stripes when we come back. You're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, station serving America's best. It was Problem Child by AC/DC, given to us on request. Today, we are going to be talking about the updated European Road Guide, and it is the perfect souvenir if you are going up to Lithuania, and we're also going to be talking about sending some care packages home. Our newly updated Road Guide is out digitally and will be coming to base soon, so this is the perfect little treat to put in your glove box.
Yeah, so Stars and Stripes is making our newly updated Road Guide, and it, like you said, is the perfect size to keep in your car because, I mean, I know. Road signs are honestly very confusing. I have been driving for the past, like, 2.5 to 3 years here, and, I mean, I'm at the point where I just kind of look at a sign, and I'm like, yep, that means that, but do I actually know what it actually means? Not really. I'm just like, oh, there's a sign. That means don't. What does it actually mean? No idea.
Well, from my experience, road signs don't really mean anything here.
A stop sign is a yield, and the do not entries are more suggestions. Yeah. It's definitely something to learn while you're driving here.
The one-ways are not marked as one-way streets.
Oh, no. And that's always the most terrifying thing when you approach an alley, and then it turns into a one-way, and you're like, oh, no.
And then the streets that should be one-way streets are not.
They suddenly become, and you're somehow. Like, wait, how are we, no one should get through this? So we have a beautiful guide that kind of attempts to lay it all out as information as much as we can. I will say the best part of the updated guide is that we have all of the emergency phone numbers for every single base in Europe, which is oddly really helpful if you are traveling or if you're on a TAD and you're at a different base and you're like, oh no, I'm in a predicament. Well, look at you. We now have all of the numbers for every single base in Europe, but I've also seen a lot of people start taking road trips, especially from Milan into Switzerland. Did you know that you actually like a specific sticker drive in Switzerland?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's for like goals, and Switzerland are the countries that require it. There's a couple other countries that do require some vignette, which is basically like tolls, but if you ever find yourself in another country and you're questioning everything, you can always check out our European Road Guide. It's always available online, but if you are here and you don't have one, you can always pick it up at the commissary or even the food court every once in a while. They are small, so I don't like them in places that they will fly away.
Something really useful about them is they should be able to help you if you get in an accident. You put a travel accident report in there with numbers that you can call and how to speak all these foreign languages.
Yeah, it's super helpful. If you ever find yourself having to talk to somebody that doesn't speak English, we actually give you some of the pronunciation words, which is honestly really helpful. And we tell you how to say it, and even the English translation, which is still, if you guys do want it, they are available. The old ones we still have in stock, but the new ones are available digitally online at stripesyourup.com.
Oh, yeah. So if we have any other questions, we should go there to stripesyourup.com.
Yeah, and you can always find all of our digital publications there as well.
That's super good to know. Well, when we get back, we have more to hear from Chris Lounge, and stick around to learn more about what's coming up next. And that was Sitting, Waiting, Wishing by Jack Johnson. And depending on the type of traveler you are, you may be someone who thinks just enough on what they want to see and do. Or maybe you're thinking everything through down to what local souvenir you want to take home. Thought of as a gemstone, amber is fossilized tree resin that has been transformed, and Lithuania is home to some of the highest quality amber.
Yeah, so we are talking about amber, specifically amber from the country of Lithuania. And looking at this article, I can't tell you that I knew that amber was actually... You should try it.
You think I should try it?
No, I don't think you should. Okay. But I will say that it is something that is used to be known as something of the protection and the healing variety for all the people that believe in gemstones bringing the health world into everything.
Yeah, I've heard about that, and it's used for aromatherapy, and the Baltic Sea is home to some of the largest natural deposits of amber. Some believe that it's from 44 million years old.
Yeah, Yes, from this article, we actually learned that the sap from the tree today, they made its way through the forest floor. It was washed away slowly into the rivers, into the sea. And so now you can actually supposedly just find it in the Baltic Sea, just randomly, which would be a crazy thing to bring home. Just like walking around and seeing little ambers.
Oh yeah, tree rocks.
Just some casual tree rocks. But I mean, if you want something more fancy and you don't want to go, I don't know, looking around in the sea and the sand, you could totally check out some of the trade that we have in like the city of Lithuania themselves, because obviously when a country knows that they are well known for something, they're gonna make it easy for you. They're gonna, you know, make it easy souvenirs. Whether you want it maybe in a necklace or a bracelet, maybe you want a decoration. I think I'd go for like a necklace.
Yeah, it sounds like the hard part is gonna be deciding like which item you buy.
What would you buy?
Probably one of the rocks.
You a crystal you don't want in like a fun.
Maybe like something that got trapped under it, like a little bug or something around an amber.
Yeah, that could be something that you could probably find honestly at one of the random vendors that they won't have while they're traveling in Lithuania, and it's something that maybe is more unique for you to find and bring home. It's definitely something that you can consider if you ever think about going to Lithuania. I know that when I travel, I come home with specific souvenirs from some of the so many. If I was considering going to Lithuania, I probably would have found out that amber is the way to go if I was going to Lithuania, honestly. But if you want to check out some more information, if you want more of the gold, it's available at stripeseurope.com, and you could just search up amber.
Yes, so visit that website if you are looking to learn more about this material before you're to look for something. Well, we're going to be right back after this, so stick around, because we got more next. All right.
We are talking about sending care packages home to family and friends. How long have you been here?
I've been here since December.
Okay. Have you sent any care packages home or received any?
No.
My first couple ones that I had actually sent was honestly just for like, I haven't sent anything home that has been exciting out of Christmas packages, but I see that everyone that has been on the receiving end, they all loved it. And we have an article on stripeseurope.com, which is all about sending care packages home. And if you have any ideas or need any ideas to, you know, send packages home, we have them for you. If you, you know, have some family, or if you're a parent and you have a child, one of the suggestions is actually, it's so cute, it's to send home some like letters that your kids wrote or like some drawings, which I think is fun. I think anyone of families typically love that stuff. I am a parent, so I don't do that. I send snacks.
Oh, I love snacks.
Exactly. I've sent home pasta, which isn't as exciting, but I have sent home like my favorite pieces that are sold on the economy.
Wouldn't you be worried about the pasta getting like your box wet?
No, dry pasta.
Oh, okay.
No, I've sent home some dried pasta. I've sent home some of my favorite chips. I've sent home some of like my favorite like gummy candy. If you have like sweet tooth people in your life, honestly, we have great candy that you definitely will not be able to find states. I've also found that candy in general just tastes different here.
Oh, what candy do you like?
My favorite, if we're going, oh, I don't even know. Oh, I think they're the fruit strips. They're so good. I am somebody that loves a good like sour strip.
Oh yeah, I like black licorice.
Okay, we have, you know, black licorice around. I know that there's like black licorice gum that is really popular in Europe.
Is it? I haven't found that yet.
They are really popular. I personally am not the black licorice fan. I did have a friend that did like them, so I know about them. Maybe if you want to send some snacks, maybe you want to send some like European chocolate. Honestly, chocolate here is good. It's so different. I know when I go back home on PCS, I'm gonna be so sad. The chocolate is just so much better here.
Oh.
Have you tried like European chocolate?
Yes.
Like a lot, like enough of it?
I eat chocolate.
I didn't realize that there was that much of like a flavor difference until I was in a bunch of like the European bars, which are my favorite European chocolates. And then I tried, I don't know what it was, but it was very like American. It was very like Hershey's chocolate almost. And the sense of like flavor taste, I was like, oh no, ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is, you know, not my, it's going to be really sad leaving, honestly, with that. But I would say I've had some friends that she studied abroad and she was like, please send Yuzuki biscuitings in the grocery store. And I sent her like 3 bits and she was like, this is the greatest thing I like. So maybe if you have friends that look down to like Lidl or Conad and just like take some cookies off the stuff in the bag. I will love it, but obviously, outside of the food, you can just pick up, like, magnets. I know some people are really into scrapbooking, being with those people. Or if you're into, like, journaling, we always are on the lookout for, like, postcards. And sometimes, honestly, I leave one place with way too many postcards because I, like, find one. And I'm like, oh, this is a really good postcard. And then another one, and then another one. I'm like, okay, what do I do with all these postcards now? Well, you could send them home. You can collect them. But you can also just, like, throw them into a box and then be like, hi, this is everything I got to you. Oh. Seems like you're really good. You're a good kid. And just be like, I traveled.
Feels good.
Yeah, everything is just good, you know?
What about toys? Are there any here that's special?
I'm sure there are some fun toys. I have honestly sent home, which I now realize is actually illegal, the Kinder Eggs.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to send Kinder Eggs home. Fun fact. My bad.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that on air.
It's what happened many years ago, honestly. Point. Which, you know, illegal, so don't do it. But it also shouldn't have gone through customs.
Oh, it's their fault.
It's their fault. It's customs' fault. I'm not sending home Kinder Eggs because of the difference of the Kinder Eggs that are in the States. You're like, oh, I can send Kinder Eggs because we have them here. No, you cannot.
We're lucky we got the statute conditions.
Yeah, you know, but I will say if you chocolate, just be, you know, wary about the weather. Probably not the best thing to send home right now because it's very, very hot.
That just makes it better.
It might be better for that. I don't know. We have so many things that you can send home. Maybe if you just want to send home some paper. There are some cool paper stores in Europe in general, but I've actually got some cool paper in, like, Italy, in Venice.
Sure.
Hey, it was a really cool recipe bucket. And there are a bunch of paper stores. Maybe you have some parents into stationery. Maybe you want home some stationery. I think, you know, you can send home so many different things, so many random things. Maybe you're going to Christmas markets in November and December. It's something to bring home and show off that you are a world traveler. But if you want some suggestions and you want to know some other things, make sure that you don't send home things that, you know, aren't supposed to go home. Check it out at stripeseurope.com.
All right. Well, we got a little more when we come back, so stick around to hear what we've got coming next. Well, hello and welcome back. We are here to talk more about Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, we are ending this segment with the Best of Italy that we start doing votes in, I think, literally just first. And we are taking votes from the community, hoping that everyone is getting involved and, you know, just kind of choosing who and what they want to support while we have so many varieties of things to vote on for Best of Italy in itself. And if you don't know what Best of Italy is, it is our kind of brand new campaign where we are literally just asking from all of the bases in Italy. So it's not just Sigonella, it's Bolzano, it's Aviano, and we have categories looking for, you know, everyone's favorite restaurant, whether it's something more of a special occasion or if just having, which is something that is A, always questioned about, like always asking for spots, but also, hello, we live on an island that has a lot of great wine, and if you are into wine, we have the best wineries to visit, and thankfully, we have a really good nomination phase, and we have a lot of things to vote that other people nominated. And if you aren't ready to vote, honestly, it's a great thing to just kind of, like, note on all of the categories what people nominated, and kind of just, like, visit them if you want to. We have best restaurants, like I said, best pizzerias, best wineries, if you want, you know, some hair salon suggestions, best dentist, best auto shop, we have it all. And we want everyone to vote until August 31st, so please get your votes in, and we are just looking forward to, you know, shout out some of these local economists and giving them some more business.
That's awesome. And that wraps it up for our hour today. Stick around because we got your news and sports coming up next.